I haven't looked at bat ligaments just because bats are so distantly related to birds, and also because the bony framework in a bat, so the shapes of their thigh bones and their hip and their pelvis, are just so different that their limbs are set up in an entirely different way from birds and pterosaurs. So the femoral head, the part of the top of the thigh bone that fits into the hip socket, is rotated a full 90 degrees in bats from the way it's oriented in birds and pterosaurs, which is why bats are able to get their legs up into the plane of their body and have them form a part of that bat-like hip pose. So because they're just so, so different, I haven't actually dissected them and looked at their soft tissues, because I think our first step is to look at the bony framework that the soft tissues are attached to.